Well, hello. Welcome to another edition of Gamers with Coffee podcast. This one, dare I say, is pretty exciting, actually. Really, I mean, well, I'm gonna kind of lightly touch on the whole E3 for a lot of people who are not sure what E3 is, and for those of you that do, maybe your schedule is such you haven't been able to spend hours and hours watching everything. We're gonna go over it. So, for those of you that don't know, E3 is just called that for a reason. There's three words starting with the letter E: Electronics Entertainment Expo. So E3, and that is every year the video game industry gets together to let everybody know what projects it's working on, what games are coming out, and so on. So this year was pretty exciting. So we're gonna kind of go through a few of the games here and just some announcements. So the first, and actually a bigger announcement than you might think, is a game called Cyberpunk 2077. This game, what can I say? If you've played GTA, kind of like that. So this is set in Night City in California, a fictitious city. It's an open world. You basically fight against corporations that are, you know, not nice. And you use all sorts of, I guess you would call it, like bionics, augmentations. You can get things to enhance your body cybernetically, which is why it's called cyberpunk. So, and that's cool in itself, but in a nutshell, everybody knows about Mr. Wick, right? John Wick 3, the movie. So, in this game, they announced at E3, Keanu Reeves is in the game. And he even came out on stage and said hi. That pretty much got everybody there worked up. So this game here is going to be coming out in April of next year in 2020. It is going to be going to the PC, PlayStation 4, and the Xbox One. And as far as consoles go, everybody knew Microsoft's been kicking around a bunch of things. So their next Xbox console, which is called Project Scarlet, that's at least what they're calling it now, it's going to be coming out for the holiday season. Microsoft always likes to capitalize on holiday sales, so not this year, but 2020. So apparently, though, while the graphics are good, it's got enough hardware, it sounds like. According to Microsoft, they're more focusing on the overall performance of the machine. Because really loading times and things like that have been a problem. So they're concentrating on either faster or no loading times and very high frame rates. Now here is the kicker. Your eyes can see at 30 frames a second. Most games today are that minimum up to about 60. So your eyes don't notice any of the flickering. Otherwise it'd be like, you know, old school movies where you hold a deck of cards and you flick them with your fingers and it shows them, you know, makes a movie as they move. Kind of the same thing, basically. Right? So all of you programmers out there, don't kill me. I'm just trying to explain it. But you're not going to see it to you. It's a smooth scene. So now they want to do 120 frames, which really is, I mean, your eyes can't see it anyways. It's a selling point like the 4K TVs. Yes, they look good. Can your eyes see in 4K? No. Never will. So you're never going to see it 120 frames a second. So the point with that, and I'm bragging about that, is technically they should produce more seamless games. But we'll see. We'll see. And of course, along with the new console is Halo Infinite. So if you're a Halo fan, well, you're going to want to pick up Infinite. So it is the latest installment in that series. And it didn't show any gameplay, that little trailer had, but you know, it should be good. What little it did show was actually, to me, I was trying to figure out what they were getting at, except for they were showing off, I think, what it could do. So Doom, a lot of Doom players out there, and you're going to be able to get your hands on Doom Eternal. That is the sequel, and was 2016 they came out with that. So they're rebooting Doom Eternal. You're going to be able to get that This year, though, November 22nd, they gave a date. PC, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and the Nintendo Switch. Of course, speaking of the Switch, you have The Legend of Zelda. It is the sequel, Breath of the Wild sequel. It's Zelda. I mean, what is there not to play? So that is still in early development, no release date yet. They have kind of an interesting game called Death Stranding. And you know, Norma Reedus is in this. I think you guys all know who he is. And a few other people. It's going to be a third-person action game. And so it's interesting. So you'll have to see that. Star Wars? Oh boy. If you're into Star Wars, well then there is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. And I believe they're also bringing out... I'm trying to think of it. Boy, there's another Star Wars game too. It'll all come to my mind. So this one here is basically after Revenge of the Sith. So you're going to go ahead and control Cal Kestis, right? And he is going to learn the ways of the Force. He's going to build up the Jedi Order. Of course, you got lightsaber battles. It's Star Wars. I mean, you got to have lightsabers, stormtroopers, and all that. So we shall see. Should be pretty good. Wolfenstein. Oh, boy. A lot of older gamers remember Wolfenstein. Well, you can go back to Nazi-occupied Paris. And this one, it's called Youngblood. So you're just going to have fun. Let me put it to you that way. You also will be able to team up with friends on that. And it's going to come out, well, I believe this July, actually, after the holidays. So you should be able to get it. It's going to be on PC, Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch. There's some other oddball games up. There's a lot of them. Just bringing up some highlights. Watch Dogs. A lot of people are looking for Watch Dogs. It's called Watch Dogs Legion. So, but it's going to allow you to recruit anyone in the game to help you with the cause, which is interesting. So it looks like you'll be interacting with the characters to recruit them. Marvel's bring out Avengers A-Day, so Final Fantasy VII, boy, a lot of people waiting for that one. And then, of course, Google Stadia, which we had touched before in another podcast, and that's something you're going to have to watch, boy, because they have the money to push it and push it and push it until it succeeds. So Stadia's, I think, a reason why... it's my guess now, and I'm not speaking, quote, in a professional manner. I've only been gaming since the Atari 2600, so what the hell do I know about games? But you've got Nintendo, you've got Microsoft. Well, actually, Nintendo, if you look at the sales, they have just more units of everything than Microsoft or Sony. They are never going to catch up with them. However, they're more widespread, I guess. So Microsoft and Sony have a lot of the first-person shooter crowd. And Microsoft is partnering with Nintendo. So you're going to be able to play some things, I think, on the other system. I have to look into more, but from what I see, from what I understand, you're even going to be able to interact with the gamers. So Xbox, you know, Live is going to get brought over there, which I have quite a few friends on Switch, but let's face it, I mean, most people, not saying maybe every one of you out there, but most people cannot buy, you know, three or four consoles that are currently out. So I have Xbox One, that's because that's where most of my friends are, but honestly, I would love to get the PS5 when it comes out, and the Switch I'm probably just going to pick up here sooner or later anyways, because, you know, a lot of things to do with it. So they have to kind of work together. The greed there that's been keeping them all separate. You have to understand with Google, like it or not, they have unlimited advertising on their own platform. They run the internet in the world, really, you guys. They control all that. So they can advertise and advertise and advertise and advertise Stadia. And they will. And they're just going to keep putting money behind it. So it's going to be a thing that games are heading towards. I mean, you're already used to your downloads and your DLCs. Heck, everything's digital, right? Even your paycheck. How many of you go to the bank and cash a check anymore? Nobody. You just move numbers around. So this kind of goes in line with the rest of the technology. You can have a controller that will let you game anywhere. There's no console. There's no game disc. You're going to buy everything. It's all online. Now, here's the problem with that as a gamer. Boy, I've seen some really nice games and some really terrible servers. You know what I mean? So you can have the best looking game in the world, but if you can't play it, it's useless. And gamers will get frustrated. But yeah, I think Microsoft and Nintendo getting together is going to be a good thing for gamers in general. It's a good thing for them because this tidal wave that is Stadia is coming. It's already rolling. And it's interesting. So I remember cartridges, boy, and nobody thought there'd be something different. Then there comes the disc, you know, and then now the downloadable content. Now no console, no disc, no cartridge, no nothing, just the controller. So wave of the future there, you guys, I think. So as far as E3 goes, it was just so much that it's overwhelming. Really, you only have one life. You have so many hours in a day to game, right? Along with taking care of family and everything else. So the biggest downfall I see to all this good news, and maybe it sounds funny, is what are you going to spend your time on? And a lot of you go, oh, this and that. Well, no, because some of these are in depth. So maybe one or two. But there's probably half a dozen games, you know, you'd like to get. So that's the most interesting part. And this year is a lot of good news. So stay tuned. And we're going to put up some videos that are going to be short for you on purpose. Because a couple people have said they really like the short podcasts. And others have said that they like the long ones too, the more information. So we're going to start doing a combo. As I have asked you guys for feedback, and I've been getting it, so I appreciate that. But you know what? This is a little long for us here, too. I'm not trying to be long-winded, just an awful lot to talk about. But we'll cut that short, and I'll leave you with this. The videos will be short so that you can watch them in, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, and you'll be able to see if it's something that you're interested in or not. We're going to start doing, now that our Gamers with Coffee Facebook page I've been working on, so now it's ready. Please like it. That way, you know, follow it. You'll be advised of what's going on. We're going to start doing live streaming, and I'm going to work on getting a set day maybe in time where we at least do one game and live stream it. And I've had a lot of good response from people saying they would like to see the games played, because those of out there that are not have that game, you know, it lets them know is it something they would like, whether it's a tabletop game or board game, you know, miniature game or video game. So as you can see, we're sitting here talking about E3, so it isn't all just board games, it's not all just miniatures, it's gaming. Don't be afraid to try something new in the gaming world. So join our Facebook group. We would like to see you there. Post away. Like the Facebook page, please. I hate to sound like everybody else out there, but the reality is you need subscribers on YouTube to be able to do certain things like live stream. So we got to work towards that number. We can do some desktop live streaming, but really for doing shows, you need to have the mobile aspect of it. That's in the direction we got to go. So if you guys could do that and share everything, we'd appreciate it. Refer gamers that you think might be interested, and until we talk again, stay safe, have a good day, have fun, enjoy each other in the games, and I'll catch up with you later.